The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome back to the Potted Together podcast. I'm Becca, and I'm joined by my co-hosts, Adam and Nicole. Come on down.
Woo!
Yeah, I can't hear it.
That's right.
You don't have headphones
watching
on.
Watching your guys' reactions just to know when to go, like, yeah.
That is so funny. What a great actress. Like,
yeah.
You look like a dog waiting for me to throw their ball.
We're in the same room.
Yeah.
It's a vibe.
We're in Missouri.
We are in the same room. Is this going to be an annual thing every February?
That's what I'm thinking. It feels like it's going there, but I don't know if the annual thing should be a cold place.
Yeah, just saying. Adam's not doing very well.
It's been warm.
It has been warm.
It's like six. Okay,
Adam's
60s. Complaining. It's 65 degrees.
Yeah.
Okay, it is nice, but
we have the heat on.
It's cold at night, but the car has a heated steering wheel.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Yeah. Listen, because I have an old car. You do too.
Yes.
We have analog cars.
Analog. Hey.
But nice yours is more analog than mine because I have automatic windows and locks. Becca does
That's
not.
That's right. I do not. I am living in like it's 1953.
What year is your car?
2015.
She just got the base model. You know when you see those like starting at?
Yeah, but I got the starting at price.
The base model didn't even have electric windows.
No.
They don't give you any whistles.
It's funny. Have you seen those TikToks where they ask kids to be like, answer a phone? Like, how would you mimic answering a phone?
Oh, I did see that TikTok. Like,
they do the flat hand.
Yeah. Yes. Or they're like, how do you roll down a car window? And they're all just like pushing
push
a button.
Stop it. Mm-hmm. I would roll it like this.
Yeah, the wind.
My car, my first car had not a fob, but it would lock every single door at once. Not even this car does that. Like I have to lock and unlock every individual fucking door.
With a key.
No.
No.
Only the front two seats have a key. So I have to open the front seat to unlock the back.
Wow.
And yeah, and the key's not great.
No.
And they told me it's because I use the key a lot. I'm like, can you give me a fob then?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Or like have a plan to replace the key every 2 years?
Also with a baby, like that's not easy.
No. And that has been the biggest irritation to me because every time I want to unlock the back, I have to unlock the front. Sneak my arm through, unlock it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's stressful.
See, most cars, I thought if they didn't have locks like that, if you unlocked the driver's side and unlocked it or pushed it twice or something, it would unlock all of them. But no.
But not mine.
Not yours.
My 2001 car, yes, did, but not this one.
I think it's time for you to get an upgrade.
Minivan. Oh,
Daniel wants a minivan so bad. Actually, bring it up tonight, and he'll just start talking about minivans.
You like minivans, huh?
I do. They're nice.
I don't like them.
I don't like them either.
I don't like that the sticker is still on the bottom of your Starbucks cup.
Is it?
It doesn't scream, I've washed this thoroughly.
Although,
I haven't.
Although, I had a Starbucks cup that had the sticker on there, and I did wash it, and it took a long time for that sticker to come off, but I don't put stuff in the dishwasher.
Oh.
Yeah, I would not put this in the dishwasher, because it's going to taste like dishwasher.
Yeah, and we've established that's...
That dishwasher smells like unwashed pipes.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. Okay. In my mind, I said once I pay off my student loans, then I can get a new car. They don't have a car payment right now. And it's like car payment and student loans. My God.
Yeah.
But I don't know how much longer I can do this. Like, but like I can be fed up with it, but at the same time getting a car payment right now, it's like $500 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like for most car, like I'm like,
it's so bad.
Yeah.
That's more than I paid for rent in 2019.
Yes.
2018.
Wow.
I paid... Guess how much my rent was.
At which place? Where you started De La Plans?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, with your roommates?
But did that happen when
I had this, when I lived in the studio apartment with my friend. Oh,
so you lived, you guys, like your beds were like next to each other kind of thing. Okay.
In a studio.
I'm guessing that was probably like $750.
Each?
No, total for the whole place.
What's your guess?
I'm going to guess. Did you say $750?
That's where you murdered that Enjoy Pothos.
I did.
God, remember that. That's where the Black Widow was.
Nope. That was my apartment with Daniel.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
They painted that place.
They did?
Wait, did you say $750 a month?
Yeah.
I'm going to say $695.
Okay. I paid $250. So I think the rent was $500 for that place.
Nice.
Wait a minute.
I paid $250 for rent. And all through college with all my roommates, I paid like $250 as well. It was not much.
$500. That wasn't a bad place. How many bedrooms was it? Two?
It was a studio.
So it was a studio.
Okay.
See,
that makes sense.
But how so you just kind of separated it? Both of your beds were in the same room?
Yeah.
Okay.
Our beds were our living room. Well, we had that patio area, which was kind of like our living room. But we were, and the thing was, we were really never home at the same time.
Yeah.
Because I was a teacher. And she was a welder at this huge place. So she would wake up before I was even awake and then come home maybe a little bit before me. We would see each other for a little bit in the afternoons.
Mm.
So we'd never really.
That's an ideal situation.
I think that's why it worked. Because otherwise, sharing a studio as two grown adults.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I forgot to introduce the topic. We're going to talk about plants you shouldn't get if you're kind of busy.
Yeah. You ain't got the time.
You ain't got the time.
We are getting into spring, so life is going to get kind of busy here.
Yeah.
And I feel like people's lives really slow down in the winter, and then once spring comes around, everything's popping off. Nicole, why are you texting?
I'm sorry.
I was wondering the same thing.
Adam and I both keep looking over at you, and you're just like, I'm not texting.
Okay, I'm not texting. I'm sending a payment request, and I need to remind you guys that it's February and that your girl is not working right now. So I'm not texting.
Get that bag. Sorry.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay, so your rent was, that was pretty cheap. So my first apartment in Lincoln, Nebraska was a nice apartment. It was a 3-bedroom lofted apartment.
Ooh, nice.
Oh.
Like there was a second floor with a loft and then another bedroom bathroom and then two beds on the first floor with a bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
$895 a month.
Ugh.
Split
what
between
year was that?
Three people.
Three? Wow.
2008. Yeah, it was a long Jesus.
So you each paid around $300.
Yeah.
Okay. So 2007 is when I had Mia. I want to say my rent was like $975.
Yeah.
And
in the city?
In the city. And well, not the city, but it was like north side of Chicago. And we had a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, pretty big apartment. $975.
Yeah.
It's crazy that my rent was $975 then, and now I probably couldn't rent that same apartment for under $3,000 a month.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It is insane.
And
in
it's
such
only
a short
like,
amount of time.
Honestly. Share that with everyone who's like, how come nobody can buy a house anymore? Yeah. No one's responsible with their money.
Yeah.
Yikes. Please. Okay, well, not to spiral down that hole because I go down there very quickly and just like, what are we gonna do?
Yeah, we don't need to go there. Are you going to go there for a second?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to think of what we can switch the topic to. Nicole's cooking.
Hey, this morning she made us pancakes with little pieces of meat.
Breakfast sausage.
No, it wasn't. It was a breakfast brat.
Breakfast brats.
Yeah.
So also, Adam introduced me to the world of the meat counter.
At Hy-Vee, because honestly, I lost my shit when I saw the Hy-Vee sign. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I'm back. Daddy's home.
Daddy's home. I didn't know that they had like a special brat section. Like the meat counter at my grocery store, pretty sure we don't have brats, but I'm going to definitely double check.
Yeah.
I didn't know about the meat section either. So I went up to the deli and I said, where's the brats? And he was like, oh, you got to go over to the meat department. I was like, okay, but I want like the fresh ones, you know, like, are they prepackaged? He's like, like he was looking at me like I was dumb because I didn't know what I was asking for.
Yeah.
So I can understand why he was confused and why I was confused anyway. But I walk over, there's a cabinet full.
Yeah.
Of raw meat.
Just waiting to be grasped.
When they grab it though, did you watch them pick up the bratwurst? They're kind of just like, they have gloves on. They're just kind of like digging in and grabbing it. I was like, wow.
No, I didn't watch because I have a weird thing with like when someone's having to serve me, I feel so incredibly awkward.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know if I like that dynamic in a retail environment.
Okay.
But
so how did you feel getting your nails done? They were literally like you had your hands
over. Yeah, it was kind of uncomfortable at first because and that's why I like tried to have a conversation like how long have you been doing nails because I wanted to know like his story.
Yeah.
He did not want to tell it.
No.
He had a hot pink nail under his glove. Like did a pinky. His pinky nail was long and hot pink. And I'm like,
oh,
what's he doing with his?
You got some bug shug?
What's with the long one nail being long?
It's cocaine,
what I assume every single time.
Oh.
Because you scoop it with your nail, which is very unsanitary.
That's super unsanitary.
My friend Christopher had very long fingernails, but not just one, all of them, because he played classical guitar where you have to pluck.
Oh, okay.
Instead of using a pick.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, one
also,
nail.
I just want to make it clear, I've never done cocaine.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. This is public knowledge.
Nicole has never done the bug shug.
The bug shug.
But no, yeah, I didn't really watch while they were doing it because I always feel uncomfortable. So I'm like looking around and.
Oh,
yeah.
I watch them. That's not, I don't want that wiener. I want the other one.
I want that one. but yes, the brats at Hy-Vee are so good. Like, cause Nicole, we were shopping and she brings up those prepackaged from like Hillshire Farms or something.
She's
like,
do you think this is enough? Just regular.
You think this is enough? And I was like, oh, honey.
That's what I was thinking.
He's like, put that back.
Oh, honey.
We're going to the meat counter.
Because the pineapple brat at Hy-Vee is superior.
It was so good.
It was good. I think my favorite one was like the apple something
bourbon.
Or other.
The apple one was really
bourbon.
Good.
Yes, yeah.
Barbecue or whatever. Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was happy that Daniel tried the pineapple brat finally because that's like I was just trying to convert him. I was like, it doesn't taste like pineapples, and he
it was just sweet.
He liked it.
He is just like the things that he decides he doesn't like. He's like a child. I'm like, you. How do you know you don't like pineapple? What do you mean you don't like pineapple? It's just like jarring to me. I'm like, what do you? Why?
Yeah. It's funny because he's like, we go to sushi and he's like eel sauce. Yeah, pour it all over everything.
Wow.
Yeah, he wants to bathe in eel sauce. But he won't eat pineapple. Yeah. Come on.
Oh, that's right. He did. He did want the last time we went for sushi.
Yeah.
That's right. So we did pancake with the breakfast brat with maple syrup. And like I, 10 years ago, would not even think to try that. Like the sweet and the savory together. But now I freaking love sweet stuff with savory stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so good.
Great combo.
It's so good. Like chicken and waffles, never would have thought that I would ever like that.
The Brits think that's like the most disgusting thing ever.
Really?
Okay. They eat beans with their eggs, and which like, is, it's good. It's good. Hey,
meat pie and stuff. Like that. But yeah, they think that the mixing of savory and sweet for breakfast is like a weird thing. I'm like, well, have you tried it? I'm like, no,
so
absolutely
good.
Not. I'm like, well.
There you go.
Come back when you've tried it.
What else have we eaten?
Nicole made her famous bowls.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, the sweet potato bowl. Gosh, it's so good. Maybe we should do that one more time.
Yeah. Here's the thing. As I was eating it, I was like, it did take work. I'm not trying to discount your efforts because appreciated. But like, I could fucking do that at home.
You know,
and
the way I did it this time, you can absolutely do at home because I didn't even really cook the sweet potatoes. Like there was not a lot of effort. I literally just put them in a pan, seasoned. And put them in the oven for like 30 minutes. Fry an egg, put it on top.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Slice an avocado, bada bing, bada boom.
You can make a big batch of the sweet potatoes.
And save them. I do that.
Save them. Yeah.
Wow.
They'll hold in the fridge for like 3 days.
So my issue is the egg part. I can never flip an egg without breaking it.
Oh. It's a skill set.
You should get the thing that I have. I never have to flip it.
You don't.
It's like, okay, it's like a mini egg cooker. Like a separate machine that you plug in. So you don't even have to make a dish like on the stove.
Mm.
And you just crack an egg in there. It's the size of a single egg. And then you close the lid kind of like a waffle maker.
Oh, and it cooks the top and the yolk is still runny.
Yep.
Yeah. I know what you're talking
about. That's how I make them because I break them too.
Okay. Well, another way to do it is just to crack two eggs in a pan and cover it with a lid.
Well, Steve.
That's true.
Steve, I know you're listening.
Oh,
so
my God.
Nicole will
Steve,
send you a text about the recipe.
I absolutely will not. I'm going to give it to you.
Me.
I absolutely will not.
Steve, if Adam messages you with this great sweet potato bowl recipe that he found, quote unquote, online that he wants you to try, don't make it for him. Tell him to do it himself.
Quote unquote. Oh gosh.
How long have we been talking?
16 minutes.
Okay.
Should we get into the topic?
Or is it too early?
No, Becca's like, let's get going.
Becca's like, we're on a fucking time crunch.
Oh, it's been great, though. It's been great being in person, and it always is like, it's always just like good for the soul. So,
yeah. It's been, we haven't, we're here to we're see queer. Each other. We're here. We're queer. We're here, obviously, to see each other because we miss each other and we don't get to see each other often. Pretty much once a year, we figured out. But we also are meeting up. We're doing a meetup in Missouri on Saturday, and that hasn't happened yet. And I'm very excited about that.
Same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
At the time you're listening to this, it would have already happened. So yeah. I hope that was fun. Hope it was a great experience for everyone that came.
Make sure you're following us on Instagram so that you know about things we're doing.
Yeah.
Future meetups, whatever.
Yeah. Because especially during the off season.
Yeah. Yeah.
When we disappear.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we exactly. literally.
Bye.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, as far as plants to knock it if you're having a busy life, let's visually picture my collection. What plants did bad?
They don't look that bad.
No. I mean, listen, there's a few plants that just need to be thrown out.
Yeah.
But I was going to ask about that. Not to put you on blast on this public platform, but the Ansonii tree.
We're going to take a few cuttings off the top and maybe
she's Are we ready to part with that?
Do you need?
Because I don't think it's salvageable. Is that okay to say on this public platform?
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
We're going to be filming a video, so it is going to be public knowledge.
Yeah, it is. People are going to be mean to me about it because it was really pretty coming back in.
Listen, nobody be mean to Becca or we will come for you.
I'm in a really sensitive place.
I feel like the thin-leafed ones, like let's look at like Scindapsis.
Cebu Blue always does bad for me. Mm-hmm. Like if it goes through any period of drought, it doesn't recover very well for me.
Yeah.
We have talked about this before and I have mine in LECA.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had people tell me that, well, that's not going to do good. And I mean, the root system does get kind of crazy, but I chop the root system so that it's not getting out of control and it looks great.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's not an option for you because you're anti-LECA, but which is fine.
Anti-LECA, Becca.
Hey.
That's fun.
As soon as you said that, I was like, well, I'm not doing LECA, so.
Yeah. But okay.
Thin leaves, bad idea. The variegated Epipremnum pinnatum usually looks pretty mangled after a little while. Mm. It holds on a bit better than the Cebu Blue. Cebu?
Cebu, yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always self-conscious when I say that, but I'm pretty sure it's not Cebu.
Cebu.
Begonias.
Oh, yeah.
Begonia do flop very easily.
They just do terrible. Which when we were shopping yesterday and I saw the Brevermosa, I wanted to get it so bad, but I just know I'm not in a position to take care of it well and it would die really fast.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is that you can go pick it up whenever you're ready.
Yeah, they do have them in stock now. So assuming they would continue to stock them.
Yeah, for like $15.
$15.
Which is great.
I swear I paid like $70 for a plant that size. I don't remember specifically, but.
But I believe it though.
It was not $15. Let's say that.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty. See, I would say.
Sorry.
I was going to say, I would say Anthurium, but like all of your Anthurium in your grow cabinet are doing really well.
They're actually pretty drought tolerant in the cabinet.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That cabinet is stunning.
Thank you.
It is.
I even moved one of the new leaves because it was kind of coming up under a shelf. So I kind of scooched it out.
Oh, did you do that?
Get a little stretch.
Get a little stretchy stretch. The cabinet's doing really well. Really well, thankfully.
I know you're never going to go to hydro. I know it. And I'm not trying to convince you, but I would say the one thing that's really helped me out in my busy time, which is also busy, but also lazy time, is the fact that they're in hydro and I can literally just go around and put water in them.
Mm-hmm.
It stays in the cash pot. It's not going to drip out of a drainage hole. And throughout the next 2 days, the medium will slowly absorb that and be all wet. Whereas like with soil plants, we really got to like soak them a couple times or bottom water them.
Mm-hmm.
Which can lead to sharing pests like root mealies, that kind of stuff. So that's the one part that of like the hydro that I'm like, I'm glad. Cause like when I was not feeling watering, I walked around with just a watering can and I never water in place, but I did. I just watered everything in place and I was like, well,
yeah,
I'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would say if you're new to plants and like, you don't really know what you like and what you don't like yet, like you haven't really experimented, try doing hydro.
Yeah, pond or like a
And see if
you want to. I mean, it is a lot of work.
It is,
until you get it down.
But once you get it down, it's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Which one is easier?
I like pond now. I'm like no more Leca for this boy. Really? But I make my own pond. Yeah.
So pond is easier though. Like user friendly wise, not necessarily what you like, but as far as just the experiences as a user.
I think so because pond is more compact, smaller, so it holds plants in better. If you have a heavy plant in Leca, and it's not like
top
not
anchored down.
Like I had some plants in Leca that were like vining plants, and they got so heavy that they like the whole plant just like pulled itself out of the pot.
Oh, yeah. Nightmare! And then you got those balls everywhere.
Yeah,
and pond,
which usually is not a problem with me. But no, anyway, the pond really like kind of it. I mean, it's almost like rocks or sand. You can't like stick your hand down sand very far, but like rocks you can kind of wiggle through and get to the bottom of a pot.
Uh-huh.
Because it's a of closer, the size. Yeah.
It's a closer consistency to soil.
Yeah.
You might like pond better than Leca.
I did have a pot of pond and I didn't like it.
Oh, okay.
It's probably just because it was just one and
no, I mean, you know.
It just the whole experience, I just didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm glad it works for you guys, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you're starting out, if you're becoming a plant parent, but you just know, like, I have a little bit, but not a lot of time to dedicate to this, I think hydro is a good way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Learning curve, but...
Mm-hmm.
I know that this video is titled Plants Not to Get with a Busy Life, but... A plant to get with a busy life. I feel like desert plants are probably the best to get if you're busy because they involve the least amount of care. Obviously, if you find a pest, it's going to take up some time. But as far as like regular maintenance goes, it's probably the easiest out of my collection because I'm only watering them like once a month, if that.
Becca, your ghost euphorbia still looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
I haven't watered that in months.
Yeah.
It looks so good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Pilea? Yeah. The pilea looks good too.
Oh, yeah. It does.
I've recently got one and mine's doing well too. Mm-hmm. And I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I mean, honestly, this could just be an episode talking about owning plants while busy. I'm busy, but just owning plants while also having a life. Like,
right. Which I feel like we all do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that Monstera deliciosa is a great plant to have if you're busy.
Mm-hmm.
It just requires so little maintenance wise, as long as you're keeping it trained.
Mm-hmm.
It just is so drought tolerant. I have mine upstairs, my big one, and I have watered it once this winter so far.
Yeah.
In like since October.
I went to a plant shop and now I cannot remember the name of the plant shop that I went to. It was in Wisconsin. I don't know, but they had, you know how you go in a plant shop and most of them have just a giant Monstera as like a staple piece, not even for sale.
Uh-huh.
They had one that was in like this huge vase, probably, I'm pointing at our coffee table, but maybe like a little bit smaller than that, just filled with water.
Oh.
I'm sure they gave it nutrients because this thing was huge, but it was just in water. You know how like Monstera Deliciosa grew great in water?
I have an Albo that is still in water and it's like six leaves.
Wow. Yeah.
And I'm like, that is the easiest maintenance because like you're busy, you own a plant shop. I just keep fucking topping it off.
We went to Vintage Hill and Jeff was telling me he's been having trouble. He's been trying to propagate a Monstera aurea for forever. He's a huge mother plant. And finally, he just like suspended some pots underneath the aerial roots and didn't put the actual stem in the soil because it kept rotting. He kept having rotting issues. And so he just put stuff underneath the aerial roots and then eventually the aerial roots rooted down into the soil and then he's able to cut it free and then...
So they found their way.
I mean, basically like air layering with a pot.
Yeah.
And that's so easy.
Yeah.
I've seen people do that with like bigger monsteras where they'll like put glasses of water like all around the pot and put those aerial roots in there. And I think that's great because it really is giving them extra nutrients, but then also like... That's kind of annoying, right?
To have,
have to do that all the time.
Yeah. You have to like change the water out so it doesn't rot. I don't know. It's kind of annoying.
Yeah.
But if you have a big Monstera and
I don't know how that like the water, I mean, it wasn't like fresh, clear water, but I don't know how they would change the water out.
That's what I was thinking. That's a huge vase.
I don't think that they changed it out.
It was probably had algae in it or algae. I don't know.
It did. Yeah. There was some, but it was, I was just like, dang, because I would imagine they're just topping it off.
Yeah.
It was so big.
Well, that is one way to have plants that are in, to make them low maintenance is just put them in water. Mm-hmm. But then you do have to change the water out at least every 2 weeks because then there's no oxygen in the water and the roots are going to suffocate.
Unless you like put like a bubble stone in there like you would for a fish tank kind of thing.
Oh.
Maybe they had something like that in there.
Yeah. Does that make the water just move?
Yeah, it puts oxygen in the water, yeah.
That's cool. How does the stone get oxygen?
Well, it's like a tube, like your breast pump over there.
Okay.
And the other end of it just attaches to like a little rock thing that like plugs into it.
Oh.
And then the pump just like constantly has air pushing through it.
Like a fish tank. Like Brie, our friend Brie has a big, almost like, do you remember the orbs? Those big
bio orbs.
Yeah. Her fish tank looked like that. And she had a beta in there, but she also had a filter going. So there was oxygen flowing through the tank and she had all different. What was that?
She takes good care of her beta.
She does. There was so many different cuttings of plants in this one fish tank and they all looked beautiful. And I was like, what a great idea. If you have a fish tank.
What a great idea. If you're a person that like does your chores. Not a great idea for me. I can tell you. I mean, it is. It is a good idea. I just would not ever clean a fish tank.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I had a fish tank. And if you get like those sucker fishes that clean the sides of the tank, what are they called?
Pecostomus.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, she's an amphibian.
She's flex, bro.
She's in her amphibious era.
Weird.
She's
flex.
No, my dad has always had a fish tank.
Okay.
So he does freshwater tanks with like cichlids and he has a big Pecostomus.
Yeah. And they clean it. They clean all the algae off for you.
Yeah. But then they poop.
Yeah. You do have to clean it out. But I wouldn't say I clean mine out every like 2 months.
Yeah.
It's
the maintenance, abuse that we all put animals through.
Oh my god.
Without knowing we were abusing them.
Where did we talk about this? Was this on Patreon or was this
I think so because we talked
or was
about
it in person.
It was a BYC because I think we talked about our hamsters going dormant.
That's right. That's
hibernating.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, the trauma.
Yeah. So speaking of like pet slash tank, I saw somebody have a moss ball. The Marimo moss balls.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently their moss ball had a baby or something.
What?
Because they had two. One was like normal size. The other one was miniature.
Oh, it like broke off.
So, I guess. And they're bringing it on a vacation with them. So they just put it in a wet paper towel in a Ziploc bag.
Oh.
And they're like, yeah, when I get to my destination, I'm just going to pop it in a jar. Because I couldn't bring the jar on the plane or something like that. And I was like, that's funny.
That's so funny.
But why?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because it doesn't need you.
No.
It shouldn't need a baby.
I thought you were going to be like, I'm going to release it into the wild, which, side note, don't do that.
Don't do that. Yeah.
So bad. Yeah, I forgot about those, and then I saw that, and I was like, "What's she doing? What's she up to?"
Oh, that's funny.
I had one of those.
I did too. I got mine from Horty.
That's right.
Okay, so back to the plant. So the Monstera. Something I have noticed though with Monsteras, like some people just do not give them the light they need, and then they don't look cute.
It's like a million tiny leaves.
Yeah, and they're so, the stems are so long. And it just looks like, it looks weird.
Scary.
So you do need to give them bright light. But yeah, I agree. For the tropical vibes, low maintenance, 1000% Monstera.
Yeah.
And if you love the Thai Constellation, I'm telling you what, fork out the money for it. And it's not even that much money. How much were those at Vintage Hill?
35 bucks.
35?
40. No, you're probably
They were
right.
$40 for like a gorgeous 4-inch pot with like 3-4 leaves.
Yeah. That's the same size of leaves and plant that I bought imported in 2018.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
The same price. And mine is huge now. Yours is big now.
Mm-hmm.
And it is really low maintenance.
It is.
Like sometimes my Thai like gets water once a month.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's still fine.
Yeah, mine is extremely low maintenance. Okay, when we were researching a couple days ago, I guess, the Costa Farms Thai Constellation gate.
Yeah.
Gate.
it said online one of the reasons from them was that they were having issues with the crop, and that's why they couldn't keep producing it. My guess is that they were running into a lot of root rot problems because Thai Constellation, that is the most common issue I see with Thais.
Yeah.
And I think maybe it's a tissue culture thing. I don't know if it's a tissue culture thing specifically, but Thai Constellations are largely tissue culture grown, and it's one of the only plants that I see encountering it like consistently.
Yeah.
Across the board.
That makes sense. And they're in Florida, which means it's always humid. So
yeah.
Always just sopping wet.
Yeah. But anyway, mine's never gotten root rot. Either.
No.
I just repotted it and the roots were so pretty.
They are.
Looked really good.
They're thick.
Yeah, yours is huge.
Yeah.
I was looking at it yesterday. I was like, she's pretty.
I cut out a section that was infested with thrips because I couldn't cut the whole leaf off. I just couldn't get myself to do it. Mm. So I just cut off the section, hoping that would take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
Lo and behold, knock on wood.
Lo and behold.
Hopefully it took care of it.
Yeah.
I do have one plant that I'm suspicious of.
That might have thrips.
I hope it. I don't think it does, because if it did, it would have taken over at this point, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to have you guys check it.
Brought the microscope.
Yep.
Brought the microscope. Hoya are great.
If they
you
are.
Don't want to put a lot of time.
Yeah, listen, we have an episode coming up where we're trying to convince you to love the same genus that we all love. Mm-hmm. And I gotta put a plug in for Hoya, because your Hoya do look good. There's a couple of them that I'm like, oh, your Obovata is up on that top shelf looking like a dream.
That's the first plant I pointed out when we walked into your plant room.
Really?
Was the Obovata.
And your Compacta's a little wrinkly, but as soon as they get water, they'll pip their perk right up.
The Obovata needs, or not the Obovata, the Compacta needs to be repotted.
I don't think so. What size of pot? Like literally, I don't have a Hoya in bigger than a 5.5 inch pot.
Oh, okay.
And
well, it gets wrinkly so fast. So I'm thinking that it just, you know what I mean?
So it's like running out of soil.
Possibly.
Or I think you probably need to amend it to put something that's a little more moisture retentive, which have you guys heard?
What?
That people are putting the little packets that keep your jerky dry.
Oh, no.
Silica?
Silica.
What?
They put that in potting mix.
Oh,
look
my
it up.
God.
What?
Is that stuff toxic?
Because I heard this from Lydia and Jesse on the other podcast. And then I think Miracle-Gro adds it in their mix to retain water.
No.
Because, you know, it sucks up water.
It sucks
up
water,
and then once the medium around it's dry, it's going to pull the water from that bead.
Let's ask ChatGPT.
Okay, that's cool. But at the same time, soil is supposed to be organic.
Yeah.
Is it supposed to be an organic medium? You're putting a microplastic in your soil, not a microplastic, sorry, but you're putting plastic in your soil.
Yeah.
Not to dog on it. Hey, sorry.
No.
But
okay.
But that means I think you probably should put something that's a little more like, maybe it's like cocoa, more cocoa peat in like
that those ones that you see wrinkled, because I think the pot size is fine.
Okay.
But then it might actually be good to take it out just to see like, hey, what are the roots doing?
Yeah.
Because honestly, root mealies are wreaking havoc in people's collections.
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot about root mealies.
And I got to tell you what, I have the godsend fix.
Which is?
Pure Crop One.
What is that?
Pure
is
Crop
that?
One.
Is that like a really intense pesticide?
No, it's an organic thing. So it's like used for organic farming. I honestly think I talked to somebody who I trust and they said that horticultural oil would be fine. But this should be another episode topic.
Okay.
But basically.
Root mealies? A topic about root mealies?
Yeah, that's actually good.
Well, like our pests or some sort like pest like treatment stuff. Mm. Again, circle back.
Okay.
But anyway.
I asked ChatGPT if silica was okay to use in soil for houseplants because they're putting it in the soil.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. It says, yes, it's generally okay to use silica in soil for houseplants. Silica can improve soil structure, drainage, and nutrient uptake for plants. It also aids in strengthening plant cell walls, making them more resilient to stress and pests. However, it's essential to use silica products according to the manufacturer's instructions to avoid over-application, which could potentially harm your plants. And I highly doubt silica says, put me in your plant soil. But
yeah.
I need to talk to Shota. Yes. Uncomfortable about this.
Yeah, ChatGPT. Yeah. I don't know. Where are you getting your sources?
But yeah, no, I've when I looked it up, it did say like sometimes it's included in Miracle-Gro, that kind of stuff. Like,
wow.
Interesting.
To retain moisture. So those like moisture retaining mixes.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're not telling you to do it, but we're not judging, but we're judging.
We're talking about Hoya.
Hoya.
Hoya really do. And for the most part, your Hoya were fine. There's a couple in there that I'm like, oh, I don't know if that one's going to make it.
Oh, the princess?
Exactly. It the one bad. I was thinking of. Yeah, the leaves were
paper thin.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I tried to look at the tips to see about propagating. I'm like, I don't think those would survive either.
Yep.
But all the ones on your kitchen shelf looked in good condition. Have you recently watered them?
Well, no, not in the last 3 weeks at least.
Okay.
3 weeks is how long it's been.
For the ones on my kitchen.
Okay.
Oh, but the rest of my collection, probably a month.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it gets cold in there. Yeah. So it's not like my plants go dormant for sure.
Yeah.
In the plant room. Not deep because sometimes they will still put out new leaves, but it gets in like, it's like probably pretty consistently like 60 degrees in there. So it's a little chilly for them.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to look at your collection. And that's what I did during that bout of just pretty much depression that I was going through where I didn't water my plants. It was like 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at my plants and I was like, it's amazing what survives.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Take note.
Hoya.
Hoya.
Hoya. Spider plants.
Oh yeah, spider plants.
The Pilea peperomioides.
Yeah, I want to say like heartleaf philodendron, but those don't usually make it.
No, those ones were the ones that were looking kind of rough on the De La Wall.
Yeah, but I have noticed that those ones will come back.
Bounce, yeah.
They'll bounce back.
Mycans.
But Cebu Blue does not bounce back for me.
No.
And it's not, it's a different genus, so I mean, that makes sense, but the like, climbing philodendron usually are fine.
Yeah. Hoya, definitely.
Snake plants. Dracaena are really good.
Yeah. ZZs.
Yeah.
Oh, I've gone longer than 6 weeks with watering my raven.
I don't know if that's a plant that people just don't care about, but I truly love my ZZs.
They're so pretty.
They are so pretty. And the raven is now very easily accessible at any plant store you go to. You'll see one.
Affordable.
We saw huge, like a 14, 16 inch pot of raven at Vintage Hill yesterday. I think it was like $70 or something, like maybe 100, but that's a huge pot. It was really mature.
For sure. So if you have a space where you are a busy person, but you want a plant, like and like a statement piece, like a ZZ or a big pot of Sansevieria Dracaena.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to need a lot of care from you once a month, maybe a good just soak.
Yeah.
And you have this gorgeous, like big plant living in your home.
Yeah. And to add to that, I would say it's tempting to buy the small versions because they're cheaper. But if you're going to buy a Dracaena or a ZZ, if you're hoping for the huge oversized plant look. Just get it.
Big. It'll take a while.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, because it's going to take a while to get to that point.
Yeah.
Years.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. So back in 2019, I got 2 leaves of a variegated ZZ. Okay. So I put them in water and then kind of developed that bulb at the tip of them. Mm-hmm. It's kind of gross. And then it kind of looks like a ball sack.
It does. It has like the pores where the hair comes out. Yeah.
And sometimes a seam.
Yeah.
Like sometimes it's like 2 bulbs. Oh. Anyway, so 2019 that happened. I potted it up. Then the leaf like kind of died quickly after. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm still going to just keep this in the pot. And then sure enough, like I think in 2022, a vine came out.
Wow.
And now I have a second one.
Wow.
The height of this plant is like 5 inches. So like that tells you how slow they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have 2 chunks of a ZZ Raven. I don't think that it's done much in the past like 2 years. Mm-hmm. But it's happy.
And then the Zenzi, the ZZ Zenzi, the small
the mini version.
One, I love that one. Oh, I don't think
I've ever seen those. Let me look it up.
It is, and that's the perfect like office desk plant.
Oh, yeah.
Fluorescent light. Oh, it's so compact and it's just so cute.
It loves it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
Oh, that's cute.
Plants that stay small.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh,
that one would stay small.
Put it on the list, Nicole.
I'm at it right now.
I made a YouTube video of that one.
Oh,
well, we can reference it.
We can add on.
Yes. What are some other ones that might stick out? Maybe just like one more that you think if you're busy. I'm trying to think to my collection. Okay, here's a good one: Christmas cactus.
Mm.
But that goes in the cactus. But I'm like sitting here thinking about the plants in my living room.
Ripsalis.
Oh, yeah.
Why have we not thought of Ripsalis? Ripsalis is amazing.
Jumbo
for
cactus, yes.
I can't say Christmas cactus because I have one and it's, I'm pretty sure it's dead.
Okay.
I haven't thrown it out yet, but I don't think we're coming back, you know?
The other one I have in my living room is a Dracaena marginata. So it kind of looks like that. I think it's had that vibe of like a Dr. Seuss tree.
Yeah.
Mm.
Very low maintenance. Yeah. And beautiful.
That's the one that you dump out your water cup in.
Steve does.
Yeah.
And he's what a funny guy that guy is. Cause like I've watched him do it a couple times now. And I think in his head he has like I did it to this one last time, so I'm going over to this one. He has like a mode.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, oh, the Raven gets it this time.
Oh my God, okay. That's so funny.
Keep it even.
Yeah.
It's like rotating your stuffed animals in your bed when you're a kid.
I love you all equally.
Yeah. I genuinely used to believe that my stuffed animals were sentient, like when I was a kid. Like I really believed it.
For sure, me too.
Oh, I read this book called The Doll People, where the dolls literally, it's like Toy Story, but it's like dolls. I fully believed it.
See, and I'm glad that I was old enough that when Toy Story came out, because I would have been hyper fixated on, they're face down, they can't breathe. I don't know.
I watched this movie when I was younger called The Puppet Master, and it was about all these puppets that came alive and killed people.
I distinctly remember it like tripping that one girl down the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like this little like marionette puppet that was like, it right by a wall and it just sticks its little foot out.
Terrifying.
That's it was scary.
Worse than Chucky. Terrifying.
Worse than, no. You love to, Nicole loves to scare herself.
Yeah, and me.
You know what is a great plant that requires literally zero of my time is the whale fin, which that's Dracaena.
That's not what I thought you were going to say.
What did you think I was going to say?
I thought you were going to say your Lego plants.
True.
That's true.
Hey, that's a great segue.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you so much to Lego for sponsoring this.
Yeah. Just going to say that. If you're listening.
I wish. That'd be so awesome.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
But you have a lot of, let's talk fake plants because there's some good ones.
Yeah, we were at Target the other day and we posted a photo on our Potted Together stories.
Did anyone say anything?
A few people knew they were fake, but a few people asked. They were like, wait, are those fake? So we kind of fooled some people. Hey. Yeah.
There is, I think the one that I was holding is called the Parallel Peperomia.
Mm-hmm.
It looked the real. Tetragona?
I love that one.
Yeah.
And
you're right. Real. That one did look real because the real plant looks like it's fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It's very pretty. And then I had an alocasia and it
looked real.
It was vining. Like it had all the veins looked accurate. Adam had a Hoya.
I did.
Yep. The Hoya wasn't... See, the thing that I wish that fake plant creators would look at more than just the leaf pattern
mm-hmm.
and the growth pattern, because they've got that down. Like, they've got the leaf pattern and the growth pattern. Let's get the texture, because if that Hoya was like a waxy,
yeah,
which thicker. They can totally create that. That
they could.
That material exists.
Yeah.
It would have looked real.
Yeah.
100%. I'm trying to find a photo, but IKEA has fake Gloriosums now.
What?
And I legit was like, that looks good.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. But I don't know if I'm ever going to find the photo. So I.
You could search plant in your photos.
Yeah.
But then you're going to have 8,000. How many photos are in your camera roll right now?
Ooh, you're putting
surprisingly everybody. Low.
But let's tell
23,227.
Okay, I feel a lot better.
Thank I have 29,457.
Wow. I have 18,000. Okay, I don't feel so bad anymore. Because okay, I wow. thought I was crazy.
Maybe you need to start taking more pictures of your daughter. I'm just saying. Step up your game, mom. Okay, moving on.
Way more pictures.
I wish that my phone was smart enough to be like, oh, this location on this metadata was an IKEA location. But anyway.
Wait, can't you search IKEA?
I did, and it was just all the tags that I've taken pictures of to find them in the bins.
Dang it.
Darn.
But I just take my word for it, or just Google it. But some of the IKEA plants have gotten a lot better. Now, if you're a plant person, you'd be like, that is not the growth pattern of a Monstera
mm-hmm.
or the Gloriosum. But if you just want a little fake green in your dorm room because you don't have time, because you're a full-time student, also working a full-time job, because that's what you have to do in America.
Yeah.
Just get the fake plant.
I mean, it'll take up zero of your time. You just got to walk around with a Swiffer.
Are we going to get canceled?
For okay, what? Talking about fake plants?
We talked about fake plants last year on our meetup, and somebody somewhere was like, why would you promote fake plants? Plastic waste, yeah. blah, blah, blah. Listen, we use plastic every day. Like, yeah. I'm sorry, we do. As much as we don't want to, that's just how things are set up.
You're not buying it to throw it in the garbage. You're buying it, it can pretty much last forever.
Yeah.
So
let's not go buy 80 fake plants. Let's be mindful.
Yeah, but if you're looking to help your mental health and you want your house to look more green, but you have zero time to take care of plants,
you know,
that's true. One way to incorporate it. I did a video on this too, and I think I got some pushback in the comments.
It's expected.
Yeah, or like a reel or something. I can't remember, but
yeah. People also get up in arms when you talk about just throwing away a plant if it.
Right. You
know. That one irks me. That does irk me.
Yeah, I was like, you've never been mentally ill, have you?
Yeah.
Good for you.
But... And also, like, don't tell someone how to live their life.
Right.
Yeah. It's strange. But yeah, bottom line, plants, you can choose your adventure with houseplants. Like, I feel like once you get into plants, it's really easy to let them be the driver, but you got to drive.
Yeah.
And you got to tailor your collection to how you are in every life season, which I'm going to have to do and change things in my personal collection.
Mm-hmm.
So, because it's just not working right now, and I have to make some edits.
Yeah.
And then when all else fails, Jesus take the wheel.
Jesus take the wheel.
Cue Carrie Underwood.
Take it from my hand.
Because I can't, the stems on Carrie Underwood.
Oh. Woman Crush Wednesday.
I'm letting go. Give me one more chance. Save me from this road.
Okay, I'm not a Christian woman, but Something in the Water was one of my favorite songs by her for a very long time.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Carrie Underwood doesn't make Christian music?
That was my baptism.
She's a Christian.
Wait, sing it.
There must be something in the water. It's about
about
baptism and and some of her songs, Jesus Take the Wheel.
I get, yeah, there are undertones.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't she doesn't make her a gospel singer though.
No, she's definitely a country artist, but she has Christian undertones in her songs for sure. Love Wins or what's the, well, that's not
cool. Before he cheats.
Before he cheats.
I remember when she came out with that song, everyone was like, she's going downhill.
Oh my God.
Everything's, she's a slut. Like, oh, and it was like, what?
Oh wait, did the Christians hear the one, oh, what is it called? Something about like how she didn't even know his last name.
Yeah, it was something like that. Wait,
that wasn't Before He Cheats. That was in, that's another song.
No, what song I dug is that? My key into the side.
That's Before He Cheats. But the one, hold on, Carrie.
That's what I was referring to. What you just said.
Last name.
I don't even know his last name. I don't even know my last name.
Oh yeah,
last
the,
name.
The,
yeah.
The bridge changes, and it's like I don't even know my last name. I'm so trash.
Relatable. Just kidding. Yeah.
I love you, Carrie Underwood.
No, I saw her. I saw her in concert, and she was amazing.
You know what random American Idol I saw in concert? Chris Daughtry.
Oh my God, obsessed with Daughtry.
Oh he's my God, he is my type.
Oh God, that man.
Oh my God, he sounded really good. Like,
yeah, I loved Daughtry. Like when
wait,
they came
is he
out,
a Christian singer?
No.
Oh, okay.
But when they came out with their album, because he was like a band, mm-hmm. I listened to that constantly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever happened to like Adam Levine? Like, what's he up to?
Well,
there was
wait,
that
not
whole
Adam
thing.
Levine. The
Adam Lambert.
Lambert.
He's touring with Queen.
Yeah.
He's yeah.
He's the lead singer of Queen now.
He's the lead singer of Queen.
What?
Oh, and he's amazing.
He is so good.
Queen, like the reboot.
Yeah.
But with two, how many original people are there still?
Everyone but the lead singer, I think.
Oh, yeah. Everyone but Freddie Mercury, I believe. Yeah, me and my mom tried to get tickets to their Halloween show. It was like
I need to listen
Taylor
to
Swift
him.
Ticket
he's
prices.
So good.
Is he trying to sound like Freddie Mercury or
no.
Is he making a different sound?
But he also kind of does
yeah.
have the vibe.
He does,
but
yeah.
He does it, but I don't think he's trying to...
Yeah.
Mimic Freddie Mercury. I mean, you can't.
No one
yeah.
can.
Yeah. Ugh. R.I.P.
I need to watch Rocket Man. Speaking of Freddie Mercury and Bohemian Rhapsody, I heard that Rocket Man was way better than Bohemian Rhapsody.
Really?
I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
About you haven't John. Seen Bohemian Rhapsody?
I have seen that. I haven't seen Rocket Man.
I haven't seen Rocket Man either.
But I have a huge crush on that kid, too.
Who is that?
Taron Egerton, or what? The actor who plays
Elton John?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. Oh. I don't know who he is.
He was in the Sir Kingsman. He was in the Kingsman.
Mm-mm. Oh.
You'd yeah. know his face if you saw him. Woof. Anyway, we got to wrap this episode up.
Okay. We got to go.
We got to go.
Oh, I'm tying it up. Thank Adam just pointed at me. Thanks, guys, for listening and hanging out with us. We hope that you enjoyed. If you have anything to add, any plans or tips or advice you have for having plans with a busy life, having plans when it's not everything, let us know on our Instagram post where we can chat about it. Our Instagram is at Potted Together. If you want to follow us individually, Adam is Not Dude. Nicole is My Clean Leaves. I am De La Plants. We also have a Patreon where we post once a week and then also on a different tier once a month. It's super fun. Lots of extraterrestrial chat. Extra curricular.
I mean, maybe sometimes.
Extra chats.
ET phone home.
Just not, hanging
not
out.
Not very planty.
Yeah.
So if you like the vibe of us, that's yeah. your spot.
Yeah. So we will see you guys next time.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.